Oh, gurus, with so much great compassion, love, accommodating, forbearance, accompanies us within our practice, guides us so that we can completely return home. This is very difficult for us to do on our own because we've been revolving around in samsara for far too long. We've generated so much negative karma. Really think about it. Without the Dharma, without these practices and repentance, you could almost say that it is almost no chance that we would be able to free ourselves from samsara. Without the guidance of our Vajra Guru, the teachings of the Dharma, we would always be sentient beings, just moving between the different six realms. In the past it was like this, now we're doing this, and it would be so in the future. Continuously experiencing suffering. And where does this suffering come from? From our impure three doors. So how do we purify this? Start from the beginning, from taking refuge, practicing outer and inner preliminaries, step by step, using these methods to purify all our negative karma. Every one of you, practice well. Some of the students don't listen, they don't practice, breaking their commitments with their Vajra Guru and his Dharma activities. The way we listen to Lama Achuk Rinpoche is very different to the way you do. We never went against a single sentence, a single word of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. If I wanted to go home, first I would go to Lama Achuk Rinpoche and ask him if he agreed or didn't agree. And even if he said we could go, but we could see within his mind he didn't want us to go, then we wouldn't go. And sometimes we would want to go to the doctor because we were ill. And sometimes the suffering we're experiencing, the illness, is as a result of our negative karma. And so medicine is not going to cure this. And His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche sometimes would see this. And he would say, this problem is not going to be resolved with medicine. This is going to be resolved through repentance. And even if we weren't happy with the answer or the response of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, we would go back and recite the 100-syllable mantra of Vajrasattva. And then really after repenting, this negative karma would have disappeared. A lot of what we are experiencing is a result of the sickness of our negative karma. Really, we listen to every word of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. Even now, we're still very obedient, even although we might not be great practitioners. To have been able to meet Buddha while we are revolving around in samsara, like a fish meeting their Vajra Guru in the vast ocean. How difficult is that? What are the chances? And you think of how many sentient beings there are in this vast samsara. And still we have this rare opportunity to meet our Vajra Guru. Sometimes think about this. Think, even though we may be practicing not very well, and that we can still meet Buddha, our Vajra Guru, think of how great this merit is. Think in this vast samsara, all the different kinds of negative karmas, and all of these we may have generated, committed, experienced, and still we are revolving around in samsara. And the opportunity to meet spiritual causes and conditions, arising causes, really very few. And for those sentient beings that don't have the merit, they really are not able to meet with the true Dharma. And they're not able to meet these great enlightened masters. And how many lifetimes of merit have enabled us that today we can meet our Vajra Guru, these benevolent gurus. who through their great wisdom and compassion help us to transform these lost, confused three doors of ours, that through their guidance we can purify our three doors. Some of us don't even know the relationship between negative karma and our body, speech and mind. Some people don't even know that attaining liberation comes through purifying our three doors. Is this the final result? What our state is now of our practice? Are we still so ignorant? What I just taught is the importance of our body, speech and mind. Most important is our mind. And if our mind is scattered, then our body and our speech become scattered. If our mind is negative, our actions of body, speech and mind are negative. If our mind is positive, our actions of body, speech and mind are positive. This we all know. Really grab the essence of this, understand the essence of this, and the essence to purify this body, speech and mind of ours, and practice body, speech and mind. We try and practice anywhere else, it has no relationship to our body, speech and mind. The most important is the practice, the purification of our three doors, and through this attain enlightenment. You see, if we practice to a certain extent, our body can attain rainbow body. And when we purify our speech, we can use the speech to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. Every word that these Vajra Gurus speak can benefit countless ignorant sentient beings. And their mind's state of realization is the realization of Buddha. The body, speech and mind of the Buddhas is the same as the root of the body, speech and mind of all sentient beings. No difference. All sentient beings are inherently Buddha. And so I make aspirations to attain Buddhahood. And we want to return to this, to recover the state of this pure body, speech and mind, which is the same as Buddha's body, speech and mind. This is the mandala of Buddha. What has happened is that our practice has gone down the wrong path. Students are still looking for enlightenment externally and talking about discussing these external things. And all they're doing is that they are generating negative karma of speech. And then how are they going to attain liberation? How will they attain Buddhahood? First, bring your mind home. Bring it to calm abiding. And then consider this problem of birth, old age, sickness and death. Then consider samsara. Consider attaining Buddhahood. And what is the relationship of our body, speech and mind with respect to samsara and Buddhahood? When my three doors are pure or impure, what relationship does this have to samsara or attaining Buddhahood? Be clear about this and then think all of these arising thoughts, positive or negative, where do they come from? Close your eyes and have a look. Where do these positive or negative thoughts arise from? And then look, how do we transform them? How do we control them? How do we master them? What methods can we use? Where these positive or negative thoughts arise from, not even knowing this? Where did they come from? What are their colors? When did they arise? What is their shape? All of these thoughts that we used and thought about for 30 or 40 years, where did they all go to? Where do these thoughts exist? Where do they live? What color do they have? What shape do they have? Really investigate like this. Know your mind very clearly. For those people that can't see clearly the positive and negative thoughts, how can they be good practitioners? What did Padmasambhava say in this pointing the staff at the old man's heart? He said, don't be so attached to your family. Let go of fame and status and these material concerns. Every day, understand and see your mind clearly. And the old man looked at his mind. When we look at our mind, we see true nature of mind. in terms of these, in terms of our practice, don't go down the wrong path, thinking that practice is somewhere outside. No, the great perfection, Maha Mudra, all of it is really just the practice of our three doors. When we truly realize the true nature of our body, speech and mind, then truly we'll have attained enlightenment. In that moment, you will have already attained enlightenment. However, if your three doors are still in the wrong thinking, all scattered, lazy, dull, involved in attachment, aversion and ignorance, and we look for a different direction to attain enlightenment, it's just not going to happen. To go to Amitabha's pure lands, also, this is achieved through having pure body, speech and mind. And when our three doors are impure, we end up in the hells of the hungry ghost realms. You want to know what you are practicing now? Is the purification of body, speech and mind. This is practice. When our mind settles down, our body, speech and mind will listen to us. And why? Because who's the boss? Our mind. When our mind is scattered, then our body, speech and mind will also be scattered. And then we start generating negative karma. All merits come from purifying our three doors. All of the practices are in order to purify our three doors. Study, reflect, practice, do the nine Buddha breaths, meditate. And through these, eventually, what are we practicing? Purifying our three doors. Purifying impure to pure. And when they're all pure, what is the result? Liberation, enlightenment.